Garrett Gates. It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Lincoln Financial Field.
It's a great Zach Bryan song.
Open the gates?
Yep.
I don't know it. I probably know it.
You might know it.
I probably know it by sound. Yeah. I don't know song titles anymore a lot of times.
Yeah, you're cooked, man.
Yeah, I am cooked. Well, no, it's not cooked. Well, whatever. We're at Lincoln Financial Field in the Pepsi Plaza. We are here for one more hour until the Eagles pregame show. On the Eagles pregame show today, Nick Foles will join the show at around 7:20. Speaking of the Eagles pregame show, one of the members, Elliot Shore Parks, will join us now until 6 o'clock. Hello, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
We will break down Elliot's outfit.
I can't wait.
Right after the top... Yeah. The top five at five, which is, well, we'll get to that later. Top five at five is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
A big top five per usual, and again, do not miss number one, an all-time piece of WIP audio. But what I have for you is the five best things that happened this weekend.
Okay.
Starting with number five is vindication for Joe from the Northeast. Now, Spike, I know you have your personal history with Joe in the Northeast, but it was a big weekend. Cal Stephenson, the Cal Stephenson game on Saturday with the big hit and then the catch after that. I mean, Joe in the Northeast fighting for his guy, and he ended up coming through for him.
He called me out on the midday show today for not believing in Cal Stephenson.
He really attacks you personally, it seems. I don't think he's a big Spike guy.
We've only talked to him one time.
Yes.
And in fairness to me, now I did hang up on him.
Nice.
Well, but here, can I give you context?
Yes.
It was Tor Delco. We were at Tavola's in Springfield, and it was like I got hit three times almost in a row. There was a lady telling us to play music.
Who to vote for?
Is bad callers.
That wasn't a good day for you.
I was getting very frustrated, and I go to Joe from the Northeast, and he starts rambling about this guy that can fix the Phillies, and I said, wait a minute. Who are you talking about? And he says, Cal Stephenson. And I'm like, Jack, who the hell is that? And we just hung up on him because I just had no time for
him. So do we think Joe's going to get to meet Cal Stephenson like Jack got to meet Trey?
Dude, we might have set it up.
I feel like we have to.
Yeah.
See if the interaction can be as awkward.
Yeah.
It was not awkward.
Yeah, how many times can Joe touch Cal Stephenson at once?
Elliot was there. It was not awkward.
Yeah. Well, Joe... At least for this moment, Joe was right. I mean, it was a huge weekend from Cal Stephenson. The catch was unbelievable.
Yep.
Huge hit, so.
Two game-winning hits in a week, which is big. Also, starting tonight in center field, Cal Stephenson.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he going to Wally Pipp? I guess Johan Rojas never got hurt.
And also, Johan Rojas is not Lou Gehrig.
Right.
Little different. I think.
I can't believe Rojas is hitting .245. By the way, I would have never guessed.
Well, he hit .303 last year.
Oh, did he?
Which feels impossible as well. Yeah,
it does feel impossible.
Hey, you got a good bunt down over the weekend.
He did. Well,
is that one of your top five things?
No, but it's important.
I couldn't.
Marshy got a good bunt down on Saturday.
I couldn't believe he wasn't safe. Actually,
are we still in the top five?
Yeah, we're still top
seriously.
Five.
Oh yeah,
just breaking down ball.
All right, sorry.
The fourth best thing that happened this
good
weekend.
Good call, Ike.
The fourth best thing that happened this weekend is that Insider of the Year is starting to heat up, and it's not from either one of the guys sitting at the table right now. Kristen Middletown texted me over the weekend saying he doesn't think A.J. Brown's going to play tomorrow.
Okay. What are we doing?
Before the announcement came out?
Before the announcement came out. That's back-to-back big scoops. Devin White not happy with his new role and A.J. Brown not playing by Kristen Middletown.
Well, I mean, did he text you after the Eagles downgraded?
No, he texted me that morning. Yesterday morning.
Before he was out.
Yeah. Look, I love Kristen Middletown, couldn't anybody just guess AJ wasn't going to play?
Yeah, but he claims to have a direct source.
Let me posit this. I don't think he's guessing. Now, I don't know who his source is, but I believe he has a source in the building. I truly do. I could tell by the way. Now, it doesn't mean that it's a good source. It doesn't mean that the source is right. However, I don't think he's lying. I think sometimes the callers who have been an Insider of the Year have been BSing.
He has no source in the building.
I believe he does.
No, he's 2 for 2, Ike.
Predicting AJ wasn't going to play isn't predicting. Right. I mean, had he said that before AJ got injured, then okay, that's something.
Also, Devin White being unhappy about being benched.
Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Well, it's better than you have, Elliot.
Well, no, I said that too. What do you want me to say?
No,
I was there.
You weren't reporting it, though.
Yeah,
you right. Chris Middleton's reporting it.
True, yeah. That's true. Okay. Yeah. All right, maybe make him number two.
Okay.
Well, because me and Elliot have consequences to reporting
right.
stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I. Well,
so it's, and it's not just these rankings you two keep coming up.
Here's the thing.
The worm gets
there's a
mad.
Committee. There's a committee.
Here's the thing. I expected Eagles Insider of the Year to make some people crazy. I did not expect it to make you two crazy.
Well,
I wonder
we're
why.
We're the most competitive guys.
Yeah. Let's rank people around the city at our job and see how see how it goes.
Well, it's gotten you out of your little Novacare worm funk, so I'm glad
it's
going.
Well, we can talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. The third best thing to happen this weekend is the Cowboys getting absolutely stomped.
Stomped
at home.
You do hate the Cowboys.
Man.
Yeah.
I only root for two teams, Elliot. You know that.
Now, the Niners lost, too. Aren't they the biggest rival?
Well, yeah. But... for the purposes of this list.
Okay, just interesting little... You know.
The Cowboys got boat race. Now, it does make me worried about the Saints week all of a sudden, which I was not worried about.
Yeah.
But for the time being, the Cowboys got stomped.
It was great that the Cowboys got stomped, but I would say that the end result was me being more worried about the Saints, and that is not what I wanted.
Or more worried about tonight.
Yes. Well, by
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The second best thing that happened this weekend... I was at a family party. It was not going well early. Phil's down 4-0. Then Bryce hit a home run. And I was like, all right, we might come back. And then he hit the second home run. And Bryce Harper plus 7,000 for two home runs was the second best thing to happen this week. And that's an all-time hit.
To be clear, happened to you.
To me. I don't care. This is for me, personally.
If there's ever been a guy who is going to jinx himself by bragging about his winning best.
You know it's him.
The great... Kenny Rogers
once
said, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. But here it is. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
But there is no done.
Well, that's
only another day.
That's your problem. Yeah, that's your
Jack does like to text the wins, though. Like,
we get
a lot of screenshots of the wins.
Yes, we do. Yep. Yeah.
Well, because when I hit you guys, like, why didn't you send me that one? And it's like, I didn't know it was gonna hit.
Yeah, right.
We're all just throwing things out there. But
how many bets you have in tonight's game, Jack?
I'm up to 10, and then one parlay on the Phillies game, 11.
There you go.
But that'll also go up. Don't you worry,
guys. Got a problem.
The best thing that happened this weekend, though. Is I know you guys are big fans of Buzz Wilson overnight. And you're big fans of particularly the 2:30 a.m. hour. Well, this is what happened at 2:30 in the morning to Dan Wilson.
And now that he's got the money, the organization don't want to see him play like he did in 22. They'd like to see the success, but they want it done in a different way now.
No, Carl, I hear you. And... I understand. Excuse me, I'm having a cough.
Oh, come on, man.
Excuse me, Carl. Having a coughing attack here in the studio. Getting choked up. I'm talking about
talking about the Eagles. Look what they do to you, Dan. Look what they do to you.
Right, so he can't pull himself out of it.
Is that Ashley?
No.
Is that Whitney?
It's Terry.
Oh.
Producer, yeah.
Who is Terry?
One of the producers.
Yeah.
We got a female producer?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Jack on the hot seat.
Yeah. So I sort of feel bad for Buzz because I have had the coughing, especially when I had my allergies were bad.
Hairball in your throat.
And I had you guys there to save me. On the other hand, I have repeatedly told Buzz to talk less. And this is someone telling him, Buzz, you should be talking less.
On his own show.
Yes.
In the middle of the night.
You know, I'm sure Buzz loves, the king producer over here putting this at 5 o'clock for everybody to hear. Yeah.
No, Carl, I hear you. And
is this leadership or what
Excuse
is this?
Excuse me, I have
Oh, it's so bad. It's so hot, Buzz. We need the full thing one more time. One more time.
And you're making
now
Buzz
that he's
play
got
it.
The money, the organization don't want to see him play like he did in 22. They'd like to see the success, but they want it done in a different way now.
No, Carl, I hear you, and I understand. Excuse me, I'm having a cough.
This part's about
Excuse me, Carl. Having a coughing attack here in the studio. Getting choked up. I'm talking about...
talking about the Eagles. Look what they do to you, Dan. Look what they do to you.
All right, so...
The best is when he thinks he has it.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, it's like... when you're coughing like that, it's almost like a hamstring injury that you don't know if you're okay until you start talking again.
Yeah.
So you feel okay, and then you go for it. Oh, man. Buzz, when did you? How long did it take you to recover?
About 20 seconds, 20 to 30 seconds. I had taken a sip of water during the caller, went down the wrong pipe, and I just could not get it back.
God bless your producer, Terry, who saved you there. She could have.
Yeah, shout out to Terry for sure.
Yeah, she could have just let you
just
die right on the air. I thought that was the end. I was just going to fall right out of the chair, and the show was going to be dead silent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been played at 5 o'clock today. Best things to happen.
All right, Buzz, enough.
Buzz croaked on the air.
Yep.
Off.
What are we doing? All right. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. Elliot Shore Parks with us all the way up until pregame. Elliot,
how's it going?
Been asking people today,
yes,
whether they are confident about the game or nervous. I actually laid out at one point how the numerous different ways the Eagles can lose this game. I'm very nervous about this game. How are you feeling about it?
I'm nervous. Before AJ got hurt, I thought this could be a chance for them to come out, really make a statement, prime time, play a clean football game. But the reality is, this Eagles team, they play close games. In their last 19 games, they've only won 2 by 10 or more points. So they very rarely blow teams out. The 2022 team did. This team, last year's team, then obviously last week, do not. So in a game that could be one possession, yeah, missing the best player on the football team definitely has me nervous. Jalen has struggled in his career without AJ. I think AJ makes everything go on that offense. So I'm definitely nervous. I think they'll win, but I'm definitely nervous for sure.
Yeah, join the soft club.
I'm the king of that.
Yeah, join that club that I've been listening to all day today. First of all, yeah, they blew out teams in 2022 because 12 of those quarterbacks should have been backup quarterbacks.
We can only lean on the quarterback thing for so long.
Well, hold on.
They played bad quarterbacks last year, too.
Not as many.
Well, didn't they play, what's the dude's, the backup Spike will remember as a Giants fan? The DeVito guy?
Yeah. Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
Drew Locke.
I'm not a Giants fan.
Drew Locke. Yeah.
They played an entire schedule of backup quarterbacks in 2022. I mean, they had a last play schedule. That's why the defense was as dominant as they were. They jumped on teams. All I'm saying is it doesn't alarm me that they are playing in close games. Most games in the NFL are one-possession games. This isn't college where you blow out teams. Here's what you should be encouraged by. They win the majority of those close games. They find ways to win those close games. You're looking for style points, talking about a blowout, when only thing that really matters is playing well and getting the W.
See, but I agree.
How many teams are averaging 10-point victories in the NFL?
Well, in 2022, and I know you want to lean on the quarterbacks.
It was the worst schedule in the league.
But regardless, like since last week, week one of last year, we've seen this team. They play football that is filled with mistakes. I don't think these games are close because they're having like a amazing, you know, drag it out fight with great teams. They're close because Jalen's turning it over. The defense is missing tackles.
Sure.
My concern going into tonight is I don't know if this team has it in them to play a clean game of football. Even one or two mistakes, I think you could still win the game, obviously. But without AJ, there are going to be big plays in the fourth quarter and in the third quarter where they're going to need big first downs. And not having AJ there, I think, really matters. So I can't trust this team to put away a Falcons team that they should beat by a lot. They should. But that's just not what this team does. They let teams hang around.
Well, I don't think the Falcons are as bad as people think they are.
But the Eagles are better.
Sure, they're better. Yeah. But they also are missing their best player tonight.
That's why I'm nervous.
Well, that's fine. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say I'm nervous because AJ isn't playing, but they should blow the team out when the best player isn't playing.
No, I don't think they should blow him out tonight.
Okay, so it's okay.
So what I'm saying is, if they
win a close game,
there's been we've been with this team. Well, they're way better than the opposition. This is their chance. I've done it too. Last year, the Cardinals, the Giants, the Seahawks. This is their moment. Go play a clean game. The vibe's going to be amazing tonight. And they just don't do it. So going into a game where they don't have AJ, I think they'll win. Because to your point, I think they are better than the Falcons. But I don't think they have it in them to blow the Falcons out.
I think it's really important they don't get behind in this game. I think it's really important they don't, you know.
Why?
Well, because
That place is going to get tense.
Well, I think,
dude, we're not a bunch of salties like you all. It's a high energy night tonight.
Because
guess what? They're not going to win from start to finish. Anybody that expects that, I mean, to me, you'd be more surprised than expecting for them to come in here and just blow the Falcons out tonight.
I think if they get behind, it puts too much pressure on Hurts to throw, and I think it neutralizes probably their best weapon,
that's
Saquon
where,
Barkley.
It also leans into the Falcons' style, which is they want to run the ball. So if the Eagles fall behind early, the Falcons will run the ball to try to kill clock.
Falcons should run the ball anyway. You see Kirk Cousins?
That's why I'm saying when they had AJ, I thought this was a chance to make a statement win. But without their best player, I'm nervous it'll be close. And who's making the big plays late?
Jalen, Devontae.
They need
Saquon.
AJ.
We'll Dallas see. Goddard.
Yeah, they have great players. I agree.
Yes.
But AJ's been the one that's made this thing go.
Yes.
Last year in the playoffs, Devontae had, 150 yards?
Stop,
and they scored 10
year.
Points.
This isn't last year. And that team down the stretch is a complete 180 from
but
what
looked,
this team is.
But it looked like last week it looked like last year's team.
No, it didn't.
They had turnovers.
No.
The defense struggled. Like how it was very similar. It looked very different than what.
No, we watched this offense come down the stretch. They could barely hit first downs or anything. Then you're trying to tell me that offense last week looked like last year's team?
They looked better, I would agree, on offense. But they made the same similar type of mistakes. Turnover-worthy plays, Jalen being reckless with the ball, the defense struggling. I mean, it looked way more similar to last year than I thought it would.
This is what I got to put up with for the next 3 hours.
Well, but the other thing I'll say quickly. I mean, I know Jack does the
and
whole.
By the way, you're going to do the pregame show with Hugh, who thinks they're going to lose.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where Gilio is.
I got Joe Gilio over here, who's guaranteeing wins. I can't trust him.
Three plant-based guys. Yeah. I know Jack does the whole like must win, can't lose thing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This is much closer to a must-win game than I think I've seen in Week 2
must
for a long time.
Win!
Because they're not beating the Saints next week. So you have to. So you have to. You have to win
that
this
worm
game.
Is out,
you
baby.
Have to win this game tonight. They're the better team. You have two tough road games coming up. I think 4 of the next 5 are on the road.
Yes.
The one thing we said this team had to avoid this year is a slow start. Like you can't go 1-2. You can't go 1-3
yep.
because last year will creep back in. So tonight is the most winnable game they have for the next, I don't know, month. Like, you have to win tonight. If they lose tonight, this thing could spiral.
The most winnable game.
It is. The Falcons are the worst of the next 3 teams. They're at home. It's prime time. Next week, they're on the road in New Orleans, which I think is maybe the toughest place to play in the NFL. Then they have the Bucs, and Todd Bowles has done a really good job against Jalen in his career. So these next 2 games are very tough. So you have to win tonight so that you don't fall to 1-1 and risk falling to 1-2 or 1-3.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, they're going to win tonight. But the idea behind your motive for it is fear.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't get with that.
Yes.
I can't get with that.
That's fine.
Now, Elliot, let me ask you this. You had mentioned that you had a comment about the NovaCare worm being extracted from your brain, at least partially.
Well, I think you made that comment.
Yeah, I made that comment.
Yeah.
But then you said you had... You had some sort of reaction to that.
I just don't get the NovaCare worm thing. Like, where have my takes changed over the past few months? Where you think this NovaCare worm is impacting me?
Are you being serious?
I am being serious. I would gladly go through whatever you feels NovaCare wormy to you.
Okay, NovaCare. I mean, the primary NovaCare worm thing is Nick Sirianni had a great practice.
He did. He did.
Okay.
Again, like I don't.
What did he do?
I explained it to you. They spent all practice doing situational football that day. They did special teams. They did third down. They did fourth down. And these last 2 Sundays, being able to watch games around the league, which is tough to do if the Eagles play on Sunday, all types of coaches make terrible decisions in situational football. All types of teams make all types of mistakes. So when they spend a full almost 2 hours practicing situational football, yes, I'm going to say that's a great practice from the head coach because those things matter in close games. I'm curious, what do you disagree with?
Okay, you said when they signed Devin White that you were confident that he would re-sign here to a large deal if he had success. Devin White?
I think he would take that large deal right now if he definitely
could.
I believe he said 5 years, $100 million.
That's definitely what
you said. Isaiah Rodgers was a brilliant Howie Roseman move, and he's not even going to start on the outside.
No, look, the Isaiah Rodgers thing I might be wrong about.
Okay.
But had he started, you get him for free. That is a brilliant Howie Roseman move.
There's a lot of NovaCare. You asked me for NovaCare worm stuff.
Well, I got news for you, buddy. This team is one of the best teams in the NFL. So when we talk about
they're one of the best teams in the NFL.
They're going to lose the next 3 weeks. talking
they
about?
They are one of the best teams. They have to go out and win.
They're going to go 1-3.
No. I said they're in danger of going 1-3. If any of you want to dispute to me they're not one of the best run teams in the league, I will gladly talk about that with you. But when I'm talking about the decisions they make, yes, they have a track record of making good decisions.
You said that CJ GJ was a disaster. Then the second they signed him, it was
No. I spent all day at the Eagles Town Hall. And by the way, CJ GJ, a few big missed tackles last week that really impacted him.
Yes, but you said it was a good signing.
No, I did not. Did you listen to Town Hall? I spent all day saying it wasn't. No, I know. No,
you did.
I did not. If you can find any audio of me saying the CJ GJ thing was a great signing, I'd be shocked to hear it.
Here's the thing. You have obviously changed your tune the last couple of weeks.
And you gave it to Baldy.
You said it was a big mistake not starting Devin White.
I do think it was a big mistake.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you're criticizing them like you should be. So
well, I'm happy to go up to number two, I guess, if that's the...
Yeah, all this whining and you're number two.
Well, Chris in Middletown is...
I should be one.
You haven't had a scoop in months.
Give me a scoop!
Who talked to Cooper DeJean in the locker room to say that he was taking all the snaps at nickel?
You.
Yes.
It's not a scoop.
That's part of a media scrum.
Yeah.
It wasn't a scrum. You weren't there.
Something tells me Cooper may play tonight.
I think Cooper will play tonight.
All right, but is that insider of the year? Do you want points for that if he plays tonight?
Do you want me to text you on the side like Chris Middleton, and that can count?
Well,
I'll text you what I think?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Okay. Chris Middleton doesn't have an audience, so telling Jack is probably...
I love Chris Middleton. Yeah. I put him number one.
Yeah.
Don't sound so salty.
Look at all these.
Put him number one.
I'm surrounded by babies.
You're the one that thinks you're going to lose tonight.
No, I said they're going to win.
I'm not talking to you. I'm Spike.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to lose.
Mr. Scaredy Cat.
All right.
Not my birds.
Coming up next.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
Well, I've never seen less people enthused to do an Eagles chant with somebody.
Yeah, you right there. That was not good for your resume.
Yeah, that was not the brand wasn't good.
It was a deep E, and everybody stared at you at an Eagles game.
Yeah, because the frauds enter at 5.
Oh, right.
Jack's always believed in this team.
This guy blew out my ears.
Yeah, that was really loud.
That was really inappropriate.
Dude, no real Eagles fans in the building at 5:00.
All right. What are you saying to these people?
These are the real fans.
Yeah. No, they're not.
All right. Okay. We're gonna do this is out of control. We're gonna do our picks next. So we'll get Ike's official pick, Jack's official pick, mine, and Elliot. Will you make your pick? Stop it, Jack.
Yeah, I already tweeted my pick out. I put it on Threads.
Shut up.
It's on all my social media followers.
Shut up.
At Elliot Shore
Twitter.
Parks.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Enough. Yeah. The picks are next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show.
Little graphic with it. Yeah.
Dude, if you take one more graphic and you're out.
All right.
My college degree.
All right, shut up.
It's the
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're the link. As we count down to the home opener, Nick Foles night, Eagles, Falcons, pregame show coming up at six. Nick Foles will join the pregame show at 7:20. Now, typically, we make our Eagles pick when we make our other picks on Friday, but we decided to wait till today to get all of the weekend games behind us.
Mm-hmm. 1-2 on the weekend.
I believe I was 1-2 as well.
3-0.
All right.
Man, were you?
Yeah.
Man.
Straight up or against the spread?
Against the spread.
Oh, yeah, we do everything.
Straight up.
Right.
What is this?
Okay.
Kindergarten? Right.
We have a little bit of interesting news. Devin White is, again, not active.
That's weird. Wasn't he a full participant in practice yesterday, I believe, or 2 days ago?
Yeah. So this is about special teams. Now, yes. What's interesting is they cut Patrick Johnson to make room for Nick Gates. Patrick Johnson has been one of their best special teams players. He played the most special team snaps on the team last year, played a large amount last week. So it was interesting they cut him. But Devin White inactive is, yeah. I mean, if Vic Fangio's not going to play him, they might as well just cut him.
If
going to be a healthy
I wish we had an Eagles reporter who could get on the...
Well, I just... I did say on Friday I think he could be inactive. Just whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Just to throw that out there.
Yeah.
He could be. Well, he was inactive the first week. So.
Because he was hurt.
This guy's like a weather guy that says it'll be tomorrow like it was today.
Yeah, and I heard the weather guy's nice little shot at me.
Yeah. Yeah. Tornado Shapiro?
Yeah, Tornado Shapiro, yeah.
All right. Are we ready to make our predictions?
Yeah.
All right. Who goes first, Ike?
Always. I'll go first.
Okay.
Listen, like I said, I don't expect this to be a blowout. But this will be a game that the Eagles will win 27-23. I expect Dallas Goedert to have a big game tonight as that other wide receiver or slash receiver that Jalen's going to be looking for. So, yeah, Saquon plays well. Devontae plays well. But this is a Dallas Goedert in the red zone night.
Interesting. Falcons cover, too.
27-23. Yep. Oh, yeah. What's the spread?
Five and a half.
So it's moved, what, like a point so since AJ?
Six and a half it opened. It moved a point with AJ out.
Okay.
Jack?
So I'm taking them 30-17.
Wow.
I think the Falcons are really going to struggle to score. I know it's the Eagles' defense. I get it. But I do buy into the notion that Kirk Cousins can't really move anymore. And if you shut down Bijan, I don't trust him to beat them throughout the air. I'm going to take them 30-17.
Elliot?
So I'm taking the Eagles 23-21. I think it's going to be a close game. The Kirk Cousins not being able to move thing, he throws it so quick, I'm not sure it really matters. But ultimately, the Eagles just have way more talent than the Falcons. I think they could probably turn it over at least once and still win this game. They just have better talent 1 through 45 of the active players tonight. So, I'm picking the Eagles.
I'm going a squeaker, weird score, 27-25 Eagles.
Oh, both by two.
How are the Falcons getting to 25? No idea, but they're going to get there. And Falcons cover as well. I think we all had Falcons covering except Jack.
Fritz,
yeah. Obviously.
Jack, did you?
Who's the smartest betting man right now at the table?
Well, Jack, did you bet Eagles minus 5.5?
I don't bet, Fritz.
Okay. All right.
But
so confident.
Johnny Wilson is plus +850 for a 99 touchdown.
Oh, there
I
you
thought
go.
He was plus +1400.
Well, so I got that wrong. I re-looked at the odds.
Okay.
It was plus +13,000 for two, if you're interested in those odds.
By the way, in the opener, I accidentally bet John. I thought I was betting Johnny Wilson to score a touchdown. I accidentally bet him to score two touchdowns.
Which means it's going to hit.
I did not cash it. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94wip.com/Mark's. Which do you feel more about the game tonight, confident or nervous? 68% say they are confident.
Wow. Yes.
That's a low number.
Elliot, what does your gut tell you we see out of Jalen Hurts tonight from the most important part of what we're talking about, the mistake stuff?
So I do think he'll be better with it tonight. Last week, one thing I probably didn't take into enough account right away when watching him was it was his first game completely controlling before the snap. And I think that will impact post-snap a little bit. As I've said with you guys, I can't ignore a month of turnover-free football in training camp. It impacts me. It's what I think matters. So I think he will turn it around and be smarter with the football. The concern I have is they have two safeties that really, really make teams pay when they make mistakes. They have 19 combined interceptions over the past 3 years, 9 interceptions combined last year. So Jalen has to be smarter with the football tonight, because if he's not, they will turn those turnover-worthy plays into turnovers.
The Packers, they target Quinyon Mitchell early. Mm-hmm. He handles it well. Do you think that is something that happens to him game after game this season until people are sure that he can handle it? Like, are we going to see them target him tonight, do you think?
Yeah, I would imagine. It's either because the alternative is throwing it at Darius Slay. And so they look at that and say, okay, I'd rather just throw at the young fella than throw at the veteran over there. But it's great practice for Quinyon, even though these are real games and it all counts and it all matters. The thing I love is that he didn't lose his willingness to compete. right? He was over there competing the entire night. And as a young fella, listen, if they throw the ball at you 10 times, they're going to catch some over there. They're going to catch some passes over there. They, you know, Drake London, whoever else was, Darnell Mooney. I mean, they moved guys over there.
Ray McCloud.
Yeah, Ray McCloud. Like he hasn't seen these level of receivers playing in the MAC. So he's going to have to prove that he can go over there and do it. And I think as long as he remains confident and he competes over there, he's going to be fine. They're going to catch their fair share, but he's going to make his fair share of plays over there as well. And I wouldn't be surprised with Kirk Cousins not really having strength in his lower extremities. You throw the ball over there, this kid, if he's playing off coverage, I wouldn't be surprised if he picks one off tonight.
Yeah, I think what's been so impressive about Quinion to me is when the Eagles draft these guys, they get to know him before they draft them. And, you know, when they made the pick, I thought, small school guy, like, this is worrisome. Watching the way he's adjusted to the NFL, the way he was in Christian Watson's face last week, the way he talks trash to AJ and Devontae in practice, he definitely has that Jalen Mills cornerback number one mentality. Like, he just does, being around him. So I think they'll go after him tonight. But the guy I think they'll really attack is Avante Maddox. The Packers went after him early last week, had a ton of success doing it. I think Avante is on a short leash tonight if he's out there in the nickel.
See, I'm more concerned about our linebackers tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if they motion Bijan out and they put him out there, somebody has to cover him.
Pitts, too, by the way, which yes. is another concern.
Bijan yep. and Kyle Pitts. So Zach Bond and N'Kobe may get their opportunity. I mean, if I'm the Falcons and I'm looking at how do I attack this defense, I stay away from the outside guys. I see if these linebackers can actually cover Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson.
And as good of a camp as N'Kobe had, his worst moments was when he got lined up one-on-one on running backs.
Yeah,
he really
for sure.
struggled against that. So, yeah, that is a matchup problem.
So Ike, what do you do scheme-wise if the weakest part of your linebacker's game is coverage? Is there something you can do? Like, are you cheating with one of the safeties to give them more help? How does Fangio try to scheme against that?
That's going to be interesting, because I would. I mean, they have to know that Bijan is their top or number two offensive weapon over there. And so you have to prepare for him in the backfield as a runner, and you also have to be prepared if he motions out
right.
as a receiver. And they probably have some rules in place today just for that. Now, I don't know if he motions out, does a safety pick him up, and the linebacker becomes sort of the robber in the hole. That's usually what happens. One guy has to go with him, and then it's either the safety or the linebacker that's left in the hole to help out on the other guys. If I'm Fangio, I don't want I don't want N'Kobe or Zach Bond out there covering Bijan Robinson one-on-one.
Could they do zone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like then, now the issue with zone is, like, they're still a relatively young team playing together. That's a lot of passing guys off.
Right.
But it does avoid the one-on-one matchup.
Yes, well, and it puts more eyes
right, yeah.
on the
And I do think that's N'Kobe's better game, too. He's better not in one-on-one coverage, but in zone coverage where he can look at what he sees and then react.
I would say, though, that you're sort of, on some level, playing into what Kirk Cousins is able to do.
Sure.
If you're playing zone, he will find he is a good passer. He is an accurate passer. If they find the spots in that zone.
Yeah, I think the main concern tonight for me is tackling. Because they're going to throw it quick. They're going to do bubble screens. They're going to do short slants. And if they tackle well, then it's going to take the Falcons 12, 15 plays to get down the field. They'll make mistakes. My concern is Bijan was top 10 in the league last year in forced missed tackles. He did a good job of it last week. Avante Maddox, not a great tackler. Darius Slay, not a great tackler. Zach Bond, a lot of tackles last week, but also missed a lot of tackles. They have to tackle well tonight to keep this Falcons offense in check.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Boy, Ike really hit the high note on the hot dog in the first read today. Mark in Monco.
That's true.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, what's next?
Imagine being in a foxhole with Spike, and it's been a whole summer of him asking if you and everyone else are foxhole guys, and then as soon as one single bullet is fired, he tells you he's nervous. Alex in Lancaster.
That's a good point.
I never said I was a foxhole guy. I need foxhole guys there with me.
That's why he's recruiting.
Yeah, I need the protection. I'm a coward. What's next?
Anytime you want to go out and light some deer up, let me know, Spike. Fletch in South Jersey.
You and Fletch.
Going out, do a little deer hunting.
Yeah.
Shooting deer.
Some blood, blood on the grass.
I thought that was Carson for a minute on Nixon.
Well, that's why they were so close.
Yeah, that's why. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Carson just kills hundreds of birds
right
at once, if you remember correctly. What's next?
Mr. Trotter, we are confirming that the payment cleared from Ike Reese. Ike's bank.
Yes. Trotter said I paid Trotter to finally admit that I had nothing to do with this?
Yeah, he's a liar.
We're not buying it.
Yeah, not buying it at all. I'm going to further investigate. We're going to get as many players who are involved in that to blame you as possible. What's next?
Hit the drop, Buzz!
Woo,
Nick at the link.
Almost got a 10-incher.
Pat's line.
Nikki Six.
You playing that for Nick tonight?
The 10-incher one?
Dude, could you imagine?
Comes on, yeah, just first drop.
Ike, you got a thing to tell us, and then we'll be back to finish up the show. Less than a minute.
All righty. It's football season, and that means my friends at Mark's Jewelers are designing and creating another amazing championship ring. Now, Mark's is the official sponsor of the afternoon WIP Fantasy League out for the show, and they want your help on the design of this year's championship ring. Here's what you got to do. Go to 94WIP.com/Marks and select the Marks Jewelers ring that we should use for this year's championship. And also find out how you can still enter to win this amazing championship ring. Let Marks Jewelers design the ring of your dreams. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
Now, we are lucky enough to be joined by one Hugh Douglas.
Hubert!
I'm sorry, Danny.
My mic ain't on.
I didn't warn
there
you.
We go. There
That's
we
on
go.
Me. That's on me.
What up, Hugh?
Donovan Chespas.
What's up, man? I just came over to make Jack a little uncomfortable. You know, when I sat next to Jack, you know, I was kind of close.
It's
Jack,
nice, yeah, nice and tight.
Jack doesn't like close contact. He doesn't like close proximity stuff.
No.
That's why I did it.
Yeah, but we're all good. You're plant-based Hugh.
He's handling it well.
Did you hear Ike taking shots at you in the first
It doesn't
hour?
Surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay. What did he say?
Just basically
that you're soft.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Because I'm practical.
No, because you're nervous today.
I'm not nervous. All right.
Yes, sir.
You know just as well as I do because I heard you today. You packaged it differently,
ooh,
but you said the same thing that I said.
What did I say?
You basically was talking about how, you know, you got to roll the coverage now if you don't want to let Devontae Smith beat you.
Yeah.
That's basically what I said.
I didn't say anything.
I mean, on the streets, no, you know they're what? Talking about.
No, you know what? You're right, Ike. You didn't. I got defensive. Anything. I got defensive. I ran into that because. Spike, that's what Spike does,
yeah,
man.
That's what he does.
He does. He does that. I'm sorry. I let Spike. I played right into it.
Puppet master. Right
there. Yeah, I played.
Once again, Spike managing everyone.
Yeah. Give me what I need.
No. But it's one of those things, man. Like I said, I was watching the game, all the games yesterday, and I was like, when it came through, I kind of put my phone down because I didn't want to believe it to be true. But then when I saw it, the wheel started to turn, and it's like it's. We can still win this game. I don't think that's the case. That's not what I was saying. But it is cause for concern because if I'm the Atlanta Falcons, I'm going to make Jalen throw the football because he has a propensity, allegedly. like seriously, allegedly. One game sampling size, he has a propensity to put the ball in harm's way.
So I heard you say this today, and I agree. But can we all take a step back and wonder what it means that Hugh thinks the Falcons' best plan is to make Jalen throw the ball. Like, that does say something, not you, Hugh, but in general.
Yes.
If that's their plan, that says something about how they view Jalen. Because teams don't go into games saying, let's make Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar or Burrow. So if the plan for tonight is to stop Saquon, that's interesting.
But you know what? I will say this. Going into a game, you're right, but going into a game against Patrick Mahomes, it's more like kind of like pick your poison. You know what I mean? Because you're going to – like, he could beat you either way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can give Pacheco the rock, or you can make him throw it. So it's more like, okay, you pick your poison. Which one do you think you have a better chance of defending? And the only reason I said it like that was because, like I said, if I'm watching film in a small sampling size of Jalen in that first game, there was at least six picks that could have been had. Two he threw, if I'm not mistaken, two he threw, right?
Yep.
He threw two, but he put the ball in harm's way four other times. So I'm playing the odds, the numbers game at that point. Your number one receiver is not out there. Devontae Smith is a good number one. I heard you guys talking about the fact that He could play anywhere. But if I know that this is primarily a passing team, I'm taking away the run. And the way you said it, I can make more sense as far as, you know, playing the zone and committing that guy to the box instead of committing it to him. Because AJ's a good corner. That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. But I was just saying that to make sure he doesn't catch the rock, I would have double teamed. Yep. And let my defensive line, because they hunted last week. That defensive line for the Falcons last week kept them in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's –
oh, they
it's,
got a good defense.
No, it's so it's one of those things, man. It's like if I know that my quarterback, or our quarterback, I should say, might put the ball in harm's way, then I'm going to make him throw it every chance I get. I'm not going to let Saquon get off. I'm going to let him – I'm going to make him throw the ball. Pause. I'm going to make him throw the ball.
Yep.
I've been hanging around y'all too long.
Yeah, well, you're on the right show for that.
As long as you're pausing yourself. Now, we have 2 minutes left. Do we want to have a – do we want to judge what Elliot is wearing?
I knew
today?
This was – yeah, I knew this was
– Elliot got his school clothes.
I will gladly talk about it. Like, what's the issue with that?
Let him know.
What's the issue with that?
You look great.
You look good to me, man.
There's not an issue.
Brother. No, yeah, I know what y'all do this. He's making a push for the inside of the year.
Yep. Yeah.
No, Spike's whole issue is it's a light suit.
No.
It's September.
Not just
that's the issue.
Not just like – it looks like it's a linen light suit.
Well, I got news for you. It's going to be almost 80 degrees tonight. I didn't want to sweat in a big suit.
Low 70.
It's not. It's like 71.
It's definitely cooler than I thought, but when you plan to wear something this late in the game, I can't switch it up because now it's windy.
No, because you laid that outfit out last week.
Yeah, I was excited.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, dog, listen. Yeah. Don't let them get on you like
Thank
that. Because I know somebody else at this table that likes to lay their outfits out too the night before.
Yeah.
I ain't got to say no name. But somebody else at this table likes to keep their outfits crisp every day.
Right. It is me.
And it's not me.
Hey, yeah. I know a cat that ironed his shorts.
Got to iron everything.
I actually do iron my shorts.
I ain't saying nobody's name. I'm just saying. I know somebody.
I know somebody. Mike's taking tonight.
Stay crispy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Stay crispy.
I didn't have any problem. I'm just saying it's just a little late in the season.
I agree it's late in the season.
And the pants are just riding a little low, I think, for suit pants.
Yeah,
You got some booty pants?
All right.
On
easy over there.
All right.
Taiwan starting Thursday, by the way, Rob Thompson.
Oh, great.
Who cares? Yeah.
All right. So Nick Foles joins the Eagles pregame show tonight at 7:20. Coming up next, Eagles pregame show, Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shoreparks, Howard Eskin, Ruben Frank. Dave Spadaro, et cetera, et cetera. Go Bears!